You see any Viet Cong? I asked. Yeah, you see that girl come in here a moment ago?
The one cleaning the barracks?
Yeah, she's a Cong, man.
There were three or four Vietnamese civilians around our barracks. Two were painting the decorative rocks around the headquarters, the kind of thing that we all did stateside, and the other two were cleaning inside.
They're not Viet Cong. Who told you that?
It figures, I said. We're fighting the Viet Cong. You don't fight somebody, then hire them to clean up.
I remember back home, this boy come into a pool room.
Where's back home?
Chicago.
Gates was lying on his back on his bunk.
Anyway, this dude come into the pool room, and he knowed he was a good pool shot, see? So he hustled this other dude into a pool game for $20 and beat him.
Yeah, go on.
Well, he figured he was supposed to get his money,
Gates said.
But the boy he beat didn't want to pay him, so he shot him in the stomach.
Gates stopped talking and started taking his boots off.
So what's the end of the story? I asked.
At the end. The dude that did the figuring done figured wrong. That's why you shouldn't be figuring that chickie that be doing the cleaning ain't no Cong.
Right. I started riding home. The Vietnamese cleaning lady came in again. She started dusting around the bunks. I looked over at Gates and he was looking at me. He smiled. Hey, Gates, I said. I know you're wrong.
Don't be calling me no Gates,
he said.
You call me Pee-wee.
Okay, Pee-wee, I said. You're still wrong.
I can prove it to you,
Pee-wee said.
Watch this. Hey, you!
He sat up and called to the Vietnamese woman.
Mama Cong!
The woman looked at him, shrugged, and then turned away.
Mama Cong!
He repeated louder. She probably doesn't even understand English, I said. A couple of other guys had turned to see what Pee-wee was doing.
Watch if she don't split,
Pee-wee said. The woman turned again and looked at Pee-wee. Then she left.
See?
There was a big smile on his face.
She's a Cong. That's why she left. She know Pee-wee got her number.
If you talk crazy at me,
a heavy red-faced guy called over to Pee-wee,
I'd leave too.
That's because you probably a Cong, Pee-wee said, and you a ugly-ass Cong too.
The guy stood up. He seemed twice as big standing as he did sitting. He came over to Pee-wee's bunk and put his foot on Pee-wee's bed.
Boy, he said, I just finished 7 months of ranger training, learning how to kill little people like you. So why don't you just shut up?
Yo, you, what's your name?
Pee-wee called over to me.
Perry.
Perry, did this Peckerwood just call me boy?
I think you better leave him alone, I said.
Yeah, but did he just call me boy?
I can answer for myself, the ranger said. Yes, I did call you boy. Boy.
Pee-wee turned and looked as if he were going to put his feet on the floor. Instead, he shot both legs into the ranger's crotch. The big man doubled over and Pee-wee punched him on the side of the head. Then he laid back, put his hand under his pillow, and pulled out a knife, which clicked open with a flick of the wrist.
Now you can get up and start beating on me if you want,
Pee-wee said.
But if you do, I'm gonna cut your damn throat as you go to sleep.
The rat looked at Pee-wee and started sputtering something about if Pee-wee knifed what he would do. I put Pee-wee in the letter to Mama.